Elections are won through expensive TV ads, through candidates' commanding debate performances, and through the sweat of legions of volunteers who bring their passion and muscle to the grassroots campaign. Our co-host Melissa Block is in South Carolina this week, and today she introduces us to one of those foot soldiers.
Walk into Newt Gingrich headquarters in Greenville under the blue sign that says Rebuilding the America We Love and meet Sandra Ziegler, making herself useful any way she can.
Okay, so right now we're boxing up phones to send to Florida for the phone bank there.
She is a long way from home.
I am a homeschool mom of three. We're from Lubbock, Texas.
And those three kids, ages 5, 9, and 10, they're here with her too.
We have an SUV that's pretty trashed out at this point from living in it all the way here. We drove 22 hours.
Oh, and Sandra got her mom, Carolyn Ball, to come volunteer too. She drove in from Lexington, Kentucky.
I said, go where and do what? But my second thought was, I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Sandra Ziegler is 39. She tells me she's never been involved in a primary campaign before, and at first she didn't think Newt Gingrich had a chance. But his early debate performances won her over big time.
It's what really tugged at my heart to make me think, this is the guy, this is the candidate that we need to take our message and to win that argument with Barack Obama. You know, I'm here because I feel like it's put up or shut up time, really.
So right after Thanksgiving, she had an epiphany and a conversation with her husband.
It's kind of funny. He actually had gone deer hunting. He came home and I said, I want to go to Iowa. And can I go? And he said, well, can I take a minute to process this? And I said, no, you have to say yes right now. You know I've been wanting to do this. So he did. And we were gone at the end of the week.
She was gone with the three children, heading to Gingrich headquarters in Des Moines with a simple message, put us to work.
We'll clean toilets, we'll set up tables and chairs, we'll do anything.
And they did do just about everything except clean toilets. Now they're all here in South Carolina, mom, kids, and grandma, all five of them in one room at the Holiday Inn.
What I said to the kids was, if there's campaign work to be done, you can do campaign work, but otherwise you have to get your schoolwork done. So, of course, they're hoping for campaign work every day.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
I've got the key on the necklace.
See ya. All right. Have fun. Thanks for taking care of them.
Oh, okay. I'm other hand. I'm, don't worry.
Yesterday afternoon, Sandra Ziegler's two daughters piled into a minivan and off they went to knock on doors.
My name is Alexandra Grace Ziegler, and I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
And how old are you?
I am 9 years old.
So, Allie, what do you know about Newt Gingrich?
Well, not really much. I do know one thing, that he is a strong man for a big job.
Allie and her 10-year-old sister Abigail march from house to house, blonde ponytails bobbing. They press 21st Century Contract with America leaflets into doorways, and if someone comes to the door, they make a personal appeal. Because really, who can resist an angelic 10-year-old?
Hi, my name's Abigail, and I'm volunteering on behalf of Newt Gingrich.
Uh-huh.
And I was just hoping that you could tune in and watch the debate. It's on Thursday night at 9, and it's on CNN.
And he did not give that to you.
Back at Gingrich headquarters, Sandra Ziegler steps into the kitchen to talk about her commitment as a conservative evangelical Christian to Newt Gingrich. After all, he's the candidate who, if you believe the negative ads, carries more baggage than the airlines. And she says his admitted infidelities and multiple marriages did give her pause.
You know, I think his is a story of redemption. And if he's asked forgiveness from God, and I believe he has, and if he's made peace with the people in his life that were hurt by that, then I don't know what more I can ask.
What do you think the kids are getting out of being here?
I think they're going to have a different view of what's possible when they see something that needs to change or they need to make a difference or a candidate that needs help. They're going to think, I can go. I can do that. You know, I can go knock on the door and engage a complete stranger in why they need to vote for whoever it may be. They're going to have a whole other world of possibility because of being here.
A few minutes later, Sandra Ziegler, her daughters, and her mother listen closely as Newt Gingrich calls in to thank the volunteers around the state for all their work.
And your work, your enthusiasm, your attitude really helps
It's a strong jolt of energy for these boots for Newt, and I notice that Sandra Ziegler's eyes get teary as she listens. It's exhausting to be here, she tells me later, but it's a good tired.
Give a hoot for Newt.
Sandra Ziegler and her kids will stay in South Carolina through Saturday. Then it's back home 22 hours to Lubbock, Texas. I'm Melissa Block in Greenville, South Carolina.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.